Jack.
Please let us know which one of you is which so we don't get you confused.
We might trade.
We're joined in the media center by two of the members of the Coughlin family. We have Troy Coughlin, who is our current number one qualifier in Pro Mod, and Jake Coughlin, our current number one qualifier in Pro Stock. Troy, we'll start with you. The first time the Pro Mod Series has raced as a category at the Four White Nationals, it's just qualifying, haven't gotten eliminations. But what was it like out there that first time getting all four of those cars ready and getting them all down the track?
A lot of lights turning on and turning off, a lot of flashes and stuff like that. A lot of, hurrying up, not to hold everybody else up. But actually, it worked out pretty cool. I mean, it was an awesome, smooth run, and couldn't be more excited to be on the pole for the first four-way for Pro Modified.
What does that say about your team, coming out there and being able to run strong like that, at a kind of a different conditions?
I tell you, Steve Petty, Mike Reese, Kyle Pettis, I mean, all the guys back at the shop at Jex.com, you couldn't ask for a better team. They're a five-star group. They're constantly on it, and, whatever it takes to win, and with consistency as well. So, pretty good group.
And for Jake, current number one qualifier in Pro Stock, he was the number one qualifier in Houston and raced that to a runner-up finish. Jake, it's no secret you guys have been trying different things, kind of struggling the past few years. To see this performance start to come out from your team, from Erica's car, what is that confidence does that give you as a driver when you pull up to the lights?
Well, it definitely gives us, I'll speak for the entire team, gives us a ton of confidence. And the transition we made over the winter back into General Motors and behind the wheel of a Chevy Camaro was a big transition for us. Elite had won the previous two Pro Stock Championships in 14 and 15 with a Chevy Camaro, and majority of their experience has been with the Chevy power plants. And so that was a big transition for us over the winter. For Eric and I moving back into Chevy, and with the first couple of races we were fast. We finished my car about a week before Pomona, tested the week of Pomona. So we had a little bit of catching up to do. No excuses whatsoever, but we just kind of stumbled on this or stumbled on that. Showed little touches of brilliance here and there, but wasn't until Vegas a few weeks ago we came out Friday, qualified number two. I looked extremely strong in. And then we fought in a little electrical gremlin through Saturday and Sunday. So got that sorted out, two test sessions in between Vegas and Houston, and showed up in Houston, qualified on the pole, and tried not to ever look back, but just got nipped in the final by Bo Butner. So it's just a heck of an effort. Feels great to be sitting next to Troy and him sitting on the top of the Pro Mod heap right now. They've had a lot of rule changes, not so much in favor of the turbocharged cars like Troy's running, and they're digging and they're working hard, working smart to try and stay up top. His son Troy, my nephew Troy Jr., so far number two in Top Fuel, having a great run here thus far. My brother Mike back in Indy, number one in Top Dragster. So great day for the yellow and black. Feels good, and really looking forward to hitting the track tomorrow. Both our runs today, just to give you a quick recap of that. The first run felt real nice when I let the clutch out. Was a little aggressive in the 1-2 and the 2-3 shifts. Aggressive meaning just tickling the max rev limiter, which does not help performance at all. And the second run, when I let the clutch out, the car started to turn left pretty hard, and really had to make a real quick and stern adjustment to it to be able to snap it back in the groove. And fortunately, we minimized any ET loss real quick. And I was pleasantly shocked when I heard the time that the 657 that Kyle had said on the radio to me. And in fact, he took another look at the board because he couldn't believe it either. So it feels great. And, it's going to be a great four-wide weekend for all of the Mellow Yellow Series and obviously Lucas Oil Series as well.
Since Mikey's number one, you can just throw him up here.
Yay, Mikey!
Nice job, Mike.
Okay, two questions. Troy, why Pro Mod, and is it harder than a Pro Stock?
I don't know that it's harder, it's just different. They're You know, they're allowed to have a power adder, which makes more horsepower. We can make close to 4,000 horsepower, and they're it's a challenge. I know they're two different animals for sure.
Hey, these Pro Mod guys are gladiators, man. I'm telling you, these cars are—they're not crazy or anything like that, but they got their hands full. And just from watching from the outside, I've never driven one. I've had Troy's offered several times and had a couple other opportunities, and I was like, no way, man. That's all him. So he's being all humble over here. They've got their hands full, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's I definitely agree, because the analogy of these things over the years is the back end's always trying to eat the front end, and there's some truth to that for sure.
Yeah, we probably get to about third gear in a Pro Stocker as the G meter's starting to taper over quickly. You know, in the Pro Mods with the turbochargers, the superchargers, obviously the nitro systems all coming on, their G meters are just steadily maintaining or even climbing. So I bet it's one heck of a ride.
Well, thanks for answering my second question.
Right on. We're efficient.
Pro Modified is a volatile classification for door slammers. Are you more impressed that this class on the first day ran 300s quicker than it's ever been at this track, or that nobody got timed out or nobody hit a cone today? Which impresses you more?
The second statement, for sure. No one getting timed out, nobody took any cones out, nobody crossed lanes. That's pretty impressive, without a doubt. That's probably would be the one I would pick for sure.
And over 32 cars, too.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them out there, and normally, each run, there's somebody crossing the lines or blowing up and stuff like that. It's a lot of drama and a lot of excitement for sure.
I think one thing Troy alluded to earlier, too, you know, with all the, you know, there's four cars all pre-staging at about the same time or within a similar time frame. And then once the first car stages, the other three have 7 seconds to fully stage before the tree fires. And there is a lot of blinking going on there, Red. In just that 2, 3, 4 seconds, and so the opportunity for distraction is definitely there, and it was great not only in the Pro Stock ranks but also the Pro Mod side to see some clean runs.
Isn't it three different styles of staging for the three combinations? Staged three different ways.
Yeah, three totally different ways. I mean, the turbocharged car, you're using both feet, both hands, and you're watching a boost gauge, you're watching a brake pressure gauge, you're trying to stage. And you're trying to do all this in a timely manner that fit in the rules. So it's a challenge at times.
Yeah. Jim, to that end, you've done this four-wide thing a number of times. Is there anything that you could offer to Troy for advice that helped him out with it?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it over the years, and even more recently as the announcement of Pro Mod going to four-wide. And we chatted about a few things that thought could favor certainly the turbocharged cars in that setup, but you know, after watching, you know, two sessions of it today, looks like everybody's pretty much got it nailed down pretty well. But you know, game day is always a different mindset, and things go crazy on Sundays, so it'll be interesting to see things unfold there.
Wes? Troy, as someone who's been an integral part of the growth of Pro Mod drag racing, how much does the inclusion of Pro Mod as the only other category to run four wide this weekend mean to you?
Oh, it's definitely exciting. It's neat to be a part of the Mellow Yellow series when it comes to racing four wide, and you know, it's been talked about for years, and then you know, then they allow the Pro Mod cars to come in and do that, and it's pretty wild. It really is, you know, from traditional racing two cars to racing four wide, there's a lot of hype, a lot of drama, a lot of drivers are, you know, in the drivers meeting we're kind of shorting out and this and that, but it really has turned out to be a great day, and to be number one with this group and stuff like that is pretty exciting for us.
For Troy, does your race strategy change at all depending what kind of power adder's in the lane next to you, and if so,
No, I don't think it changes the strategy. I mean, you still have a game plan on when you want to stage and how you want to stage. And depending on whether you're racing a supercharged car or a nitrous car, you just, when you're sitting in the first light, you got to be on. because it happens really quick. If the other car stages fast or you're not prepared to have the boost up, because if you don't have enough boost on the starting line, being wide open, sitting there, it won't run. Trust me. I've experienced that. Tears up a lot of stuff.
Jacob Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network. For Jake, you referenced right off the top the change back over to Chevrolet and to General Motors, and not only to see you go number one, but to see Erica right up close to the top. I mean, it's been, how many times have we sat here and talked about it over the last year, you know, the struggles that Elite's had for you guys, for Richard. I mean, what is the performance of the last couple of weeks, you guys getting back on your feet, say about this team to rebound the way you have?
Well, you know, the kind of the season we went through in 2016, the performance levels, we finished 9th and 10th in the points, which we honestly felt fortunate to finish that well. Honestly, hustled our tails off, and the exact 100% of the same team returned in 2017. You know, that says a lot about the team. No implosions were going on, no egos were crushed. You know, we just learned to work harder and smarter together. Obviously, with the transition, you know, this team already had the suspensions figured out very, very well with the Chevrolets. They had very good fortune with the power plants in the Chevys. So, you know, we just flat out have made a lot more horsepower, you know, from 2016 to 17 in the transition of brands. So, but, you know, for Richard, you know, anyone that knows Richard, he's all heart, man. He's in this 110%, and he's put a lot of effort into this and wrangling, keeping the team together and keeping them fired up, and you know, just everyone having a good time. That's our motto. We're here to have a good time, and kind of a race breaks out. So we'd love nothing more to you know, take this the distance. You know, come Sunday, win the three rounds of the four wide race and hoist that coveted Wally come Sunday evening. But a lot of work to be done between now and then, and that's the fun part.
Well, I can see the smile from back here. I can tell you're excited. I know, you know, Erica won the championship the last, you know, 14 and 15. It's been a little bit for you.
Yeah.
Is this season, does it feel like a season? Maybe this time you can get back to the top of the heap?
I definitely feel like we have a team, a car, and a combination that can challenge for this Miliola championship without question. And that's where the smile definitely comes from. You know, we love hitting these races week in and week out. And, you know, the first 18 races of the regular season, you know, it's a dogfight to position yourself. But the last six races, the countdown to one effort is it's on. And we're not counting any chickens before they hatch by any stretch. But definitely looking forward as we come into the summer months, our tune-up and our chassis, engine, and that combination favors this kind of weather. And I think the summer's going to be fun as we position into the countdown to one.
One last quick question for us, Dan. Oh, and John Baldy. And we do have Courtney for us.
Thank you very much. Really quick question, Jakey, for both you and Troy. NHRA is floating with us a little bit of a rumor of, hey, let's take some weight off the old cars. So I guess my question for both you, Troy, if they took weight off an old car, what would you build?
Probably a 55 Chevy.
Way to go.
like what Carpenter ran in the nitrous cars back in the late 80s, early 90s. That'd be pretty cool car.
Shoebox.
What do you think about him running something like that?
Well, no question. I mean, that's how we grew up watching Pro Mod. You know, with, you know, like Troy mentioned, Carpenter and a handful of other names that are escaping me at the present time. But yeah, it was. Those are pretty badass. So, you know, and that's kind of the mystique of Pro Mod. But, you know, when you look at the level of competition in Pro Mod right now, you know, there's a lot of things to factor in, safety being one of them. Aerodynamics obviously plays a huge part in that. And so I'd say there's some teams that are really calculating that option.
Makes it cool. You know, 13 different body styles last year, three different engine sources. So that's good. Thank you both very much. That's just
absolutely
awesome.
Very well. Thank you all. Have a great night.
Oh, one last one from Sam, real quick.
Jack, just compare how you feel right now to how you felt Which one of the championship years that you had, did you feel the same as you do right now?
You know, probably the last championship we won in 13, we had a really, really strong car and felt great behind the wheel. You know, I've got, some maturing to do myself as we've transitioned and, looking forward to, getting up on the wheel myself and getting back to the form that I know and love. So if we can do that, look out. It's going to be a good time.
Great, thank you very much. And we do have our current number one qualifier in Funny Car. Courtney Forrest is here, so we'll get started with that. You're just
time for T-Bucket. Thank you. Is it coming up?
Appreciate you guys. Lane four. Yep.